35.0. EDG 01200220260429. Audio. You might think I'm afraid to speak out about docking points. Well, you're right. EDG 38 highlights real-world speeds for different SSV scenarios. 4 km per hour is not a slow speed for a shuttle docking. Approximately 200 meters separate the mast from the solar girders and the modules. Assuming a failed docking during a rotational impact, at 4 km per hour you have 3 minutes before hitting the modules. If the mast tail doesn't extend beyond the modules, I believe it's best to permanently eliminate this docking point in rotational mode. The risk level is too high. In our opinion, the only way to dock safely to the SSV in rotational mode is to do so on a mast that extends beyond the modules. In space, there is no such thing as zero risk. This implies a longer internal journey before reaching a long-term habitable zone. This applies to astronauts. For equipment and storage, things are also more complicated in this mode. Note that this isn't a step backward. The various docking options will become easier to consider, and this obviously has an impact on the corridors. For now, we're focusing on one docking point in rotation mode. This point is on the forward mast of the solar panels. This mast extends beyond the modules. Yes, I'm also thinking about the solar panels. In any docking scenario, rotation mode presents a higher level of risk than without. On this point, I think we agree. One of the next steps will be to further define the station's docking points. Before concluding, I'll give you a challenge. For reasons X, you must choose between a double shuttle docking in rotation mode or the SSV's elbows. You have only one choice. To complete this small challenge, you must choose. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 20th, 2026.